Boxing fans this morning are coming to grips with the death of Johnny Tapia. Reactions are coming in from around the state and across the country. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson says the prize fighter will be remembered for what he did in the ring and not the troubles he experienced in his personal life. Tapia was raised in one of Albuquerque's roughest neighborhoods, battled drug addiction and alcoholism, and also had numerous run-ins with police. Despite his troubles, Tapia was arguably one of the most recognizable sports figures from New Mexico. The Whitewater Baldy Complex fire in southern New Mexico has now scorched more than 133,000 acres. It remains 0% contained this morning. The fire started at May 16th thanks to a lightning strike in the Gila National Forest. There are about 1,000 firefighters and support personnel on scene trying to get control of the fire. Meanwhile, lightning started another fire Saturday near the Whitewater Baldy Complex fire. This new fire was near the Los Conchos Dam. That fire has burned through about 150 acres of grass, brush, and mesquite. As of yesterday, it was about 30% contained. New Mexico epidemiologist C-Mac Sewell is heading to Wyoming for a new job. He's been asked by that state to help address the high rate of occupational fatalities in Wyoming. Sewell has been hired to be the occupational epidemiologist with the Department of Workforce Solutions in Cheyenne. Sunny skies are likely today with a high temp near 82 degrees. Clear skies likely overnight with an overnight low near 47. I'm John Califf. You can get all the news and information you need by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.